Okay, so I'm looking at this, and you know what I see?
What?
I see that you haven't planned out your fingers, right?
I'm not a
So
pianist.
I know, but I can teach you something about being a pianist. It's like one of the worst, it's like a very dangerous word to say.
It is. It's a horrible word to say.
It's so close. So it's like you say piano player. Just to be safe, but then you say pianist, and people go, "You, excuse me? There's children in here, you know." We're
Yeah, no,
talking
I'm
about
the farthest thing from a pianist that you could be.
like we're talking about tickling the ivories, and they go, "My children, stop!" They start covering the ears. Tickle, stop! Don't do like tickling the ivories, playing piano. But no, like you have to look at what's the furthest note, right? And your thumb would act for the note that's the lowest. And just kind of use your fingers like that. That way you can actually just, you have to kind of plan it out, right?
Okay.
What fingers you're using and stuff like that. It's not, you know, like we could do a lesson, you know, like I teach piano professionally. I mean, look. I got a piano right here. I'm always writing. You know, we're in my studio anyway,
Yeah,
right?
but I was playing a 1914 Wurlitzer, baby concert grand.
I'm playing a
Wesley Willis special.
Wesley Willis special. It's called the Chicago.
Cassio.
It's called it's called the Chicago Beggar.
Yes. So you notice the
Get a
backdrop's a little
haircut. Tell the barber you're sick and tired of looking like an asshole. Cut
different.
the mullet.
You notice the backdrop's a little different. You know
Yes.
what you see the beer bottle caps.
From every beer you drank, I'm proud of you.
They're color coordinated and everything for every mood, every season.
Nice. Oh, by the way, I forgot to do this at the last episode where I show everyone that I actually knew how to play a DMX song from back in the day.
If you had actually known the song, you would have gotten it right.
Haven't heard this song in years. Kidding?
I could play it on piano. I was just figuring that out the other day too. That's what got
Well,
me into Linkin Park, is that I was learning how to play DMX.
right. So, okay. So, oh my God.
Let's talk about life and let's talk about addiction. You
Life and
want to see what I
addiction.
need in my life?
What's that? Shoes. Okay, so
No,
Ben
that's a
has
bed.
Ben, that's your bed?
That's where you could put shoes under the bed. The bed lifts up. All your shoes are under the bed. You could fit easily 100 pairs in there.
I thought I did not realize how bad you had it with the shoes.
I
Like
don't.
literally, I have three pairs of shoes, okay? I have
Okay.
a pair of boots, okay, which I count shoes, you know, whatever feet, you know, things. Then
Okay.
I have two pairs of sneakers. One is kind of ripped on the side, so I only wear it.
When it's not raining and it's not cold.
Yeah, I only wear those if the other like if my other sneakers are like messed up or if they're smelling bad and I have to wash them, I'll just use those as a replacement for the day.
I have 7 pairs of boots.
Seven pairs. Dude,
Yes,
I
I have short Timberlands for when I'm working like mechanic stuff that are non-slip. I have 3 pairs of high top Timberlands for depending if it's construction with the steel toe or if I'm going out in the mud into the woods. I have dress Timberlands that are made of suede. I have lugs boots that are like the really nice tan low top. I also have high top tan, like it all depends on what you have going on. You can't just put on any pair of shoes and expect it to match everything you're wearing.
Honestly, we got to talk about this in tomorrow with our guest because the subject that we're gonna I don't want to even mention in this, but the subject that we're gonna tackle that will come up. So I think we should talk about that. And it might be a bit of a longer episode because we all
Okay.
have something to say in that one. But yeah,
I've
man,
got
I
something to say. But I don't know if we can sing that on here because that's got some questionable lyrics.
Yeah, it does. You know, and they never, oh yeah, that's right. I'm wearing this shirt. And I played it on piano. I have it on guitar. I didn't play it on
piano. Though Metallica did a better cover of it, it's still, you know.
Same chords. They use the exact same chords and everything.
But you know what I think is funny is that it took you that long to realize that I picked that because of what you're wearing.
Yeah, I forgot I was wearing the shirt. But this is actually from Halloween, like 3 years ago. What is this? Yep, 2019.
Mine's a little better. I have the Japanese Star Wars poster.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah, I got it when I was in Japan. Oh my God.
Okay, so question.
Yes.
People used to rag on the prequels, right? So you have the original trilogy, which was amazing. Okay, then you have the prequels, which people ragged on, but over the years, it really grew on people.
You're missing something. You have the original trilogy, and then you have the remastered original trilogy where they changed a lot of things. Like in the original Star Wars, when they're recruiting Han Solo, Jabba the Hutt was a human. And then by the third movie, he was a giant slug. But when they went back in and remastered it, Han Solo is actually talking to the real Jabba the Hutt in the hangar. And there's even a part where he walks around Jabba and they superimposed his tail and made him say, ow, as he was walking around behind him.
In actuality, Jabba the Hutt was not supposed to be human. There was a person there, the actor that was standing in the place, because he was supposed to be like some furry alien creature, but they never put it in because they never used the scene. So they never made it. So they were able to recreate however he looked later on. They said, oh, we'll make him look like a
slug. Well, no, in the original movie, the original release, it was a human actor that he was talking to.
Right. But
And he was just wearing like a fur outfit, like a fur jacket and stuff.
Right. But that was like, he was a placeholder for what they were going to put in.
Anyway, I saw that with the prequel with Jar Jar Binks. And then they told the guy who plays Jar Jar Binks to hang himself because they said it was the worst.
Well, he didn't hang himself for real, did he?
No, but they were bashing him, saying that it was the worst performance ever, and he ruined the first three movies, and that's the reason why they weren't successful.
Jar Jar Binks.
The guy who played
Jar Jar. Darth Binks.
Yeah, the guy who played Jar Jar Binks. They totally destroyed.
I know, I mean, I gotta say, that character took this, like, you know, like Star Wars felt like this, you know, emotional, serious thing, and Jar Jar
Binks. It's satiric, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of like, okay. You know, like, here's the thing. Like, R2-D2 and C-3PO made it satirical, but they didn't take away from the film. Like, that Jar Jar Binks character took away from the film. Like, your attention went on that, and it was like, people felt uncomfortable. But here's the thing. So, George Lucas did pull him out of the other two films, like, drastically, you know, removed him from the other films. And his character wasn't really needed anyway to tell the story.
No.
But here's the thing. The sequel trilogy is just utter garbage. So now here's the thing. The prequels, people used to talk a lot of bad stuff about it, and some people just don't like it still. But the one thing that if you go on YouTube and type in, you know, anything about the prequels, like, what if blah, 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 you know, Anakin, whatever, you'll find all kinds of videos about, like, what if stories, what if Anakin was, you know, trained by, you know, this guy or that guy, you know, what if Palpatine trained Anakin from childhood? What if, what's his name? I can't remember the other guy's name now. Or Darth Maul.
You
know, whatever.
He's still alive.
No. What if Darth Maul won the fight? You know, there was all kinds of what if things.
Well, no, but he's still alive. He was in the Han Solo.
Yeah. I saw movie. That.
And then he was in Clone Wars, the TV, the cartoon.
But now, so if you go on YouTube and type in what if on anything on the sequel trilogy, it would be like, what if Return or The Last Jedi was good? It's so bad. People just like, they just talk about, well, if this movie were to be good, what would it have done right?
Yeah.
Like, well, one thing is maybe not make Luke Skywalker such a sourpuss.
You know who Jon Favreau is.
Yes. And I know what he's doing.
Do you know where, like, do you remember the first time you saw him?
First time I saw him. Oh my God. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Okay. There was this movie back in the day with Jeremy Piven and David Spade, and it was called PCU. It was about a college, and the college, like, it was a bunch of slackers, and they ended up throwing this big bash party. George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars played and everything. You remember that movie?
I don't think I saw that.
Well, he played a character called Gutter with dreadlocks, and that's the first time I remember seeing him. And I followed him ever since. And he was absolutely amazing. And I'm going to have to look at it while I'm talking. But he did the movie PCU, which was just one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. And then he did a whole bunch of other actings, like The Replacements. PCU was from 1994.
No, okay.
It was one of the best movies.
I know that. Ever. I've seen it, but I never saw the movie. But now I recognize that. Yeah, because I wanted to see that movie when I was younger, mm-hmm. but no one ever wanted to watch it. And I don't think.
So he's done tons and tons of movies. Like, he's done so much. And then he started getting into directing. And you know that he directed Iron Man.
Yes. Yes, I knew that.
He also did, like, The Jungle Book and The Lion King and stuff like that.
I know. He's the reason why the Marvel Cinematic Universe exists today.
In the context in which it does. Yeah. I mean, he also did Swingers. That movie was freaking awesome with Vince Vaughn. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And, yeah, Vince Vaughn's like a baby in that movie.
Yeah. PCU was not the first movie I saw him in. Rudy was the first movie I saw him in.
Rudy.
Yeah, because he played D-Bob.
Is that the football movie?
Roommate, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And then he did, like, Iron Man, bunch of different acting and stuff like that. He even created one of my favorite movies of all time, Chef. Have you ever seen that?
Chef.
Where he plays a cook?
Mm-mm.
It's on Netflix. You need to see Chef. It's got John Leguizamo, Sofia Vergara, Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
Gary Clark Jr. is in it. The blues guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. But anyway, so what was I getting at? So he did, like, The Jungle Book. He did a couple of episodes of The Office. He did Iron Man 1 and 2. He was the actor in Iron Man 1 and 2. He directed Elf.
Well, he was happy. He's happy in all those films.
Not many people know that he directed Elf with Will Ferrell.
I actually did know that. I did, because I remember watching it with my wife, and I said, look, he's the dude that's responsible for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Right. And she goes, okay.
And he's doing Elf or The Jungle Book 2. And he created The Mandalorian and directed one episode of The Mandalorian.
Well, but okay, so the Mandalorian point, thing.
But him and the point. He just hired Keanu Reeves to be a Star Wars character in the new show that he's creating.
Wait, he just hired him?
Just hired Keanu Reeves to play a part in the new Star Wars thing that he's developing.
Oh my God. You know what I heard? I heard that Sebastian Stan is going to take over as Luke Skywalker.
That would be pretty badass, because I like Sebastian Stan. He's a good actor.
Yeah, he is. But I heard that Sebastian Stan said that he would only do it if Mark Hamill gave him the approval. Mark Hamill's like, I'm not in charge of casting, but he's like, he just wants to say, hey, look, I'm okay if you take over my character, because it is Mark Hamill's character.
Right.
I mean, and honestly, they destroyed the character. They ruined him by making him like this like old, grumpy, hopeless guy, you know.
But it was fitting.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It showed that he, you know, he failed and he redeemed himself in the end.
I think they could have done better. Honestly,
they probably could have.
They could have done way better with him. Like, okay, they could have had him be hopeless, failed, right? But I think that they should, first of all, by spoilers, by the way, they shouldn't have. So if you haven't seen The Last Jedi, go watch it. What the hell's your problem?
Yeah, right.
For a long time.
Or if you haven't seen The Mandalorian, like, we're talking about stuff where Luke Skywalker is an active participant in both.
Yeah, what the hell? Get on the ball, people. Go watch those. Put this back on. Get with the program. Okay, so they shouldn't have killed him off, honestly. Really? Like, I don't, not in that film. They should have used that film as a turning point for his redemption. And then the next film, he could have died in that film, but it would have been more of a proper way to train Rey, because I mean, okay, so we can get into her too, but first, this problem with Luke Skywalker was that he did not really redeem himself fully, because if he did, he would have been the one to turn Ben Solo back to the light. That's how he would have redeemed
himself. Maybe he wasn't strong enough.
No, but he should have been the one to do that. Even if Ben Solo does die, it should have been Luke Skywalker that brings him back. Like, oh my God, he's like, okay, you're the one that made me decide to go to the dark side, and now you're the one that's going to bring me back to the light.
And that actually irritated me too, because in the books, Han and Leia's kid's name is Anakin Solo, not Ben Solo.
That's right. Yeah. But they had twins.
No. They had a son, and his
name
was
Anakin Solo. They had a son. But no, then they had two other ones. Which one? One was named
later. Like, later on, yeah. But they screwed the pooch on it, and I don't understand why. But it is what it is.
Well, you know, there's this woman that works at Lucasfilm named Kathleen Kennedy. She's actually responsible for why those movies sucked. All right.
How do you know this?
Because I stay up to date on this stuff, man. Are you kidding me? Star Wars. I love Star Wars ever since as far as back as I can remember. Okay. I literally would cry if I had to go take a bath, if I was sent to go take a bath when I knew Star Wars was going to come on. Even if I wasn't going to miss any of it, I would be crying because I didn't want to miss it. Right? That's how young I was.
But I think it's funny that out of the two of us, I'm the one that's wearing a Star Wars shirt and you're not.
I have Star Wars shirts. I'm just not wearing it right now.
Sure.
But I'm also a musician. Don't forget that.
Okay, then play the intro to Star Wars.
Which one?
The dun 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 dun. It was a little off, but I'll give you credit for it.
All right, fine. I mean, I could do the Imperial March. Actually, I'm doing a whole seminar on that song right now.
Okay.
With some kids. They wanted to do it. I said, it's really hard. They said they didn't care. We're doing it. We're doing all the different little parts of that song. It's really cool, actually. So, yeah.
Sweet. All right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right.
You should join.
Do what?
The seminar. You should do the seminar with us. Learn the Imperial March.
Maybe.
Thursdays. That one's at 5. And then I have another one at 6.
I have to work this Thursday, but maybe.
That's messed up.
I had to switch my schedule this week because someone went on vacation. So I'm working then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Damn. And then Saturday is Ramadan. So I'm going to be in Indiana.
Damn, man. You got to call the cops because you just got robbed of a good time.
Speaking of which, have you talked to your brother? Did you wish him a happy birthday? Did he have a good birthday?
Yeah, I tried calling him. He doesn't answer the phone a lot. So, but no, we...
Maybe we should call him live and see if we can get him on the podcast just to wish him a happy birthday.
If he answers, he doesn't answer. And at this time of night?
It's spontaneous. It's 9:40 at night. Let's see how much of an old man he is. He could be watching wrestling in his underwear.
Or he could be... Oh, come on, man. I'm working. We'll see.
Doesn't he work at Whole Foods?
Yeah.
What work is there to do at 9:40 at night?
The Whole Foods is still open.
But he can't hear me.
He won't hear you.
Okay. This will be the time he doesn't answer.
He never answers.
Oh man, you remember that show in like the 90s, The Jerky Boys?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Your call has been forwarded
to an... We should do that. We should just call people and talk to them.
That could be the show.
Yeah.
We'll call ourselves the Beef Jerky Boys.
Jerky Boys.
Oh no.
We could just call turkey, up like, we can call jerky. Up like music agents and be like, oh God, stop booking these people. I was violently assaulted in the parking lot. I don't
there
need
we this. Go. Oh my God, the Jerky Boys. Do you remember the Jerky Boys movie?
Yeah, the Beef Jerky Boys.
So, all right. So here's something interesting about the Jerky Boys. Like,
besides
it
the
looks
fact
like,
that they're from New York.
Well, I knew that. I mean, you could tell because half the, I mean, it was like almost all the characters that they created for that was like people you would meet in New York. You got like the docile man, right? You got that real, except for that one, it was like they had like some country guy. Other than that, everybody else was like a New Yorker. Like you had the Indian guy. I mean, the one guy was Indian, but he would do like the India guy. He's like, oh, my tooth. I'm serious.
Yeah, but we can't do that.
Why not?
Because you have to apologize if you imitated an Indian guy wrong.
Absolutely not. Nope. I don't need to do that. No. I'm not going down the sissy road. All right. So here's the other, plus comedy is off limits. Okay. You don't, when it comes to comedy, everything is on the table. Okay. When people attack comedians, then where does it end? There's no end. What?
I said, you're a comedian.
Well, we're joking around.
Tell me a joke.
It's a joke.
Tell me a joke.
It's a joke.
Tell me a joke.
I'm the joke. Thanks. Anyway, so check this out. So the Jerky Boys, the one guy who was
at a Roy Rogers in Pennsylvania, the joke is in your hands.
I dropped it.
You don't get it, do you?
No.
As I once read, in the bathroom stall of a Roy Rogers in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I missed that part. Nice. Okay. So, nice.
That was funny. I don't care who you are.
So, all right. So one of the guys from the Jerky Boys actually has a career doing voices on Family Guy.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
No, he's the pharmacist guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and that was one of the characters that he did on the albums, on the cassettes.
Man, I miss the comedy albums. Like, I remember I used to love like Adam Sandler's comedy.
Oh yeah.
Remember The Goat?
Yes. Oh, The Goat. Remember the song? You remember the song Steve Polychronopoulos?
Yeah. I'm a big fucking dick. I'm a pain in the ass.
Oh my God. Every time like we would order pizza and I would eat the last slice, I would think of that song.
Yeah. I mean, you remember the best pizza we ever ordered, right?
No. Was it the one with like all that chili?
It was the Armageddon pizza.
Yeah. I had like...
We spent the entire day watching Dazed and Confused on loop. We just kept on watching that movie. And we ordered a pizza with every single topping that they could put on there, including red chili.
Yep, that's right. There was chili on there. There was hot peppers on there. There was nachos on there.
There was pepperoni, sausage, mushroom.
That's right.
Like broccoli, like...
Yeah, like broccoli on there. I remember it was so hard to eat a slice of that. It would just fall apart.
Yeah, we had to eat it with on a plate.
I think they had the torch. They had to like torch it on top to cook it evenly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they're like, dude, you know, this is, we can't cook this pizza. Like, just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Those were the days. But keep going. Yeah. Where are we at? Are we on Jerky Boys, Star Wars? I don't know.
We were on Star Wars and it just veered off. So I'm going to bring it back to Star Wars for a minute.
Favreau. Yeah, that's right. Go.
Favreau. So I think, you know, this woman, Kathleen Kennedy, she's destroying Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, from my understanding, is that all the bad stuff that happened in the sequel trilogy was from her. And then the guy, Ryan Johnson, he like destroyed it. My understanding is
Ryan Johnson from AC/DC?
No, Ryan Johnson, the director of The Last Jedi.
Oh, he's the one that directed. I thought you said Brian Johnson. I was like, that's the dude from AC/DC.
Ryan. And he spells it with an I. Like, first of all, he can't even spell Ryan correctly. So why would you trust him to film a Star Wars movie?
Dude, that's a conversation you can get into for days and weeks and months. Like, can John be J-O-N or J-O-H-N?
Well, that's different.
It's not. Jonathan doesn't have an H. So why do they add an H?
There's an H in Jonathan.
J-O-N. There's no J-O-H-N. There's an H at the end. It's like the episode. It's like an episode of Family Guy.
In the thin part.
Yes, Brian. Can I have some cool whip?
Cool whip. Oh, by the way, I looked that up because I was wondering about that. I looked it up in one of my many dictionaries. Okay. Which, by the way, for people who don't know this, I have like 8 dictionaries, okay? Judge me all you want, but at least I know my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. But apparently, you can actually pronounce certain words, H or WH words, with the H at the front, okay? You can do that. It's legitimate. I looked it up trying to figure out why would they do that and who says that. Some parts of the country, they actually talk like that in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a legitimate thing. But no, who the hell talks like that?
Stewie?
Yeah.
Which I found out, he got the inspiration from Stewie from Rex Harrison.
No idea who that is.
The original Dr. Doolittle. The British actor, Rex Harrison. You never heard of Rex Harrison?
Mm-mm.
That's how he was exactly like Stewie. Total insecure. Not sure about what he is or who he is, with a little bit of a British accent. You have to watch. I can't believe you never saw the original Dr. Doolittle. Is your first Dr. Doolittle Eddie Murphy? Is that the first one you've ever seen?
I never saw that one either.
What?
I've never seen any Dr. Doolittle.
We need to get off right now, and you need to go watch that. I can't believe you've never seen Dr. Doolittle.
Never saw it. But what
about your kids? They're not going to see Dr. Doolittle. You need to get the Eddie Murphy Dr. Doolittle 1 and 2 and put your kids down to watch them. And then they'll go and pet tigers and think they can talk to them.
I'll be honest with you. My kids watch my son watches like zero anything. He's seen like maybe 5 minutes of videos his whole life. My daughter watches videos maybe twice a month.
So you're telling me that all your watch history on your Disney Plus account of like Darkwing Duck and all that's you?
Oh yeah. No, actually, my daughter likes Darkwing Duck, but that's.
I was gonna say, you're not showing your kids these shows. You're just like, all right, go read a book. I'm gonna watch Darkwing Duck with that.
No, she's watched Darkwing Duck with me. Frozen, that's her. No, the Frozen films.
Frozen is not good. Frozen is horrible.
She, like I said, that's her. The Frozen, Darkwing Duck, all the really cool stuff. That's me. Like all the Star Wars stuff, all the Marvel stuff. That's all me.
But, okay, all right. Finish the lyric. Do you want to build a snowman?
I have no idea. I don't pay attention. The movie comes on. I tune out. I do something.
I can see it in your eyes. You want to build a snowman? I can see it in your eyes. You know the lyrics.
I really don't.
Yep.
I really don't.
Yep. I guarantee you're a musician. The second you hear it and it comes on the TV, you probably are singing the songs and you don't even realize it.
When you say that, you know what I think of?
No.
I think of that Tenacious D song. Oh. That's not my favorite position, but I'll do it for you.
No, what's your favorite position?
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but I'll do it for you.
That's what I thought of when you said that. What's That's why I said, I'm like, no, I don't know.
I'm not going to cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar.
There you go. That's what I thought of. Okay.
I was going to take Harmony to go see them in September last year, and then COVID happened. I bought my tickets a year ahead of time to go see Tenacious D when they came to Cincinnati.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
And then I had to get a full refund because they canceled the whole tour because the friggin' Ebola monkey gave everybody COVID.
So my daughter's favorite band is Trivium. Okay.
Why?
She loves that band.
I can't even name a song from them.
They're awesome though. So check out Trivium. Definitely go listen to them. They are really good. I mean, every album they've come out with has been just, it's just like great, great, great. And they found a groove at some point and they just kind of went with it. And it's like, their albums are consistently good. Like there's like two albums where he really changes his singing style up. And mm-hmm. one was because he was like, why do we sing like this? So he started singing some other way. And I guess they wanted to do more like the 80s rock, 80s metal type of feel. So they went that route for that album. Then they were like, yeah, let's go back to our style. And then they started doing albums in this other style again, in their original style more. And then he messed up his voice. And for one album, he had to just sing this totally different way. And then he learned how to sing a different way and does that again. So it was pretty interesting, but
I don't think I can name a single Trivium song. I'm trying.
Down from the Sky. If you want to hear a good Trivium song, Down from the Sky is one.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think personally I can name a single Trivium song.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not the biggest band in the world, but that's her favorite. Right now she's on this whole Camelot thing. She loves Camelot right now. So she's been listening to them. But Trivium was playing nearby on her birthday last year. There was going to be a show. Her birthday's in June. And it was going to be like, I think like right after her birthday or right before her birthday, they were going to have a show. It was going to be perfect. It was going to be the Saturday of her birthday. So it was going to be a perfect day to go. And then COVID happened and then the show had to be canceled. So I can't imagine being like 5 years old and for your birthday going to see your favorite band live.
I did that with Harmony. What shows have you taken Trinity to?
I haven't taken to any shows.
And how old is she?
She's five. It was going to be her fifth birthday. We were going to take her to that show. And then that happened. So I can't take her to any shows right now.
You know what show I took Harmony to go see when she was five?
What?
Not five. She might've been four. Cypress Hill in 311 at Red Rocks.
Wow.
That was her first show. I've taken her to see Dave Matthews Band. I've taken her to see Slipknot and Marilyn Manson.
How old is she now?
She's 12.
Right, exactly. You've had the time to do it. That was going to be the first one I was going to take her to.
Uh-huh.
That was going to be the first show. And then we were going to make it a thing. But there's been no shows since then. It sucks.
I don't even know, dude. Not even cool.
Yeah, I know. Call the cops.
Yeah. So speaking of which, calling the cops.
I'm getting robbed. My child's getting robbed.
How old are you going to be in a couple months?
40.
How about you guys comment in the chat and think if you ever thought Metallica Joe would make it to 40 with a license, a house, and kids.
That's right. Got my own house.
Right at the bottom.
I got a license. Right at the bottom. On my own business, too, by the way.
And a Buick. Living the American dream.
That's right.
Yeah.
All American.
All right. Well, this has been a fun chat. We're the tens of, I don't know.
Wait, I never get to tell you about the whole Star Wars thing with this guy, no. Brian Johnson. No. This is what I understand.
No, Brian Johnson.
No, Ryan Johnson. So so apparently there was a whole story with this Snoke character, right? That was supposed to play out through the trilogy. And what happened was that people started guessing correctly online that he was going to be Darth Plagueis, right? And Rian Johnson apparently got pissed off that people were figuring out the spoilers to the film and then decided to just kill off the character instead because people got it right. That's what I heard. But then I also heard that he killed off the character because he didn't care about the character. He wanted to talk about Kylo Ren and wanted to tell his story.
But they did kill him pretty cool. That was an awesome kill.
That was fine. It was a surprise. I did not expect that. I got to give him that. I didn't expect it. I thought he was going to be a way bigger character. Everyone did. They hyped him up and then killed him. And then, apparently that wasn't actually the plan. So he was supposed to be Darth Plagueis. And there was supposed to be a whole other storyline with Palpatine and cloning and stuff like that that was going to come about from that. But yeah. And I think Luke Skywalker was going to die in the last film. And in that last film, I think this is just what I'm thinking, that he would have handed the torch down to Rey, and then Rey would have actually been a really good Jedi and not just magically a great Jedi out of nowhere. Because that's what happened in the films. Like, she went from living on a desert planet to fighting Kylo Ren in one film. It was like this dude trains his whole life. And she's like, yeah, I'm just as badass as you.
We don't know how much time she was with Leia. And Leia could have taught her a lot because Leia was a Jedi.
Yeah. The only explanation I got to why she developed so many force powers so fast was that when she met Kylo Ren, because they're a dyad in the force, that it opened her up to the force. Like, you know, the force awakens, and it awakened because they already had a connection through the force. So once she met him, it cracked it wide open for her. And then she was able to use the force.
That's possible too. You never know.
That's the only explanation I heard that kind of makes any sense. But still, I feel like we got a little gypped on watching that character. You know, I felt like there was nothing there for her. You know, like she was just the hero that was going to be, and I don't know. There was no real storyline for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing. Like, Luke Skywalker was at risk to turn to the dark side the whole time. You know, it's like that the first film, he's like the hero that you know he's going to be, but he's not a hero yet, you know, and he grows into becoming like, I'm going to stand up for this. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do right. And then the second film was he cannot handle this. He's got darkness inside him. This could go bad. Everything goes bad anyway. And then in the third film, he says, no, I'm going to commit to being hopeful, to staying on the light side. And he was the man of hope, right? Rey was like, no, I know it's right. I'm going to go down this way. And the only suspense in her character's story arc was that she's the granddaughter of Palpatine.
Which I didn't see coming, which is pretty cool.
I had that thought. I was like, maybe it's like Palpatine's daughter or granddaughter, maybe. But I didn't see her ever turning to the dark side. And they tried to push that in the last film, like that she could turn to the dark side. And I was like, no, too late. You should have started that in the first film. All right. You didn't.
Right.
No. I'm not buying it now.
No. I get it. All right, so they're ruining it. I'm excited to see where it goes next.
But Jon Favreau is going to fix it. He's gonna put in all these gaps in that time frame that's missing, and he's gonna make it awesome. Redeem Luke Skywalker. You know, give us the Luke Skywalker we deserve. Teardrop.
Pretty badass. You're crazy. So we got a special guest for tomorrow night's episode. Should be fun. Excited to meet this person and see what they have to say.
Yeah, we'll have an interesting subject to talk about, which I think will hopefully inspire a lot of people. And if it doesn't, well, whatever. I don't know. But it's going to be a lot of personal stories. And I think this should be pretty inspirational for a lot of people. So
if not, it'll be inspirational for us and you could just watch.
Yeah, you can just watch and then comment how it was not inspirational. And tell us what you think of the Star Wars films. Which trilogy was your favorite? Which one you hated the most?
Characters are the best.
Your favorite characters. Why Rey was not a good character.
If you love Jar Jar Binks or not.
Yes, if you love Jar Jar Binks, please comment. Jar Jar Binks is my homie. Please.
That's right.
Did you just do this?
Yeah, that's how it is. Perfectly natural hand gesture, Joe.
Nice. There's a song about that, you know.
Next time. We still have to do the episode about the lizard people.
That's right. The lizard people. Not today. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.